With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Savannah Guthrie has told the potential kidnappers of her mother, Nancy, that the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. John Scott has details.
Savannah Guthrie has told the potential kidnappers of her mother, Nancy Guthrie, that the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. The Today Show host appeared in a video on Instagram on Saturday while flanked by her two siblings. She said, "We received your message and we understand. This is very valuable to us and we will pay." The FBI says Savannah Guthrie was referencing a message that was sent to the Tucson television station KOLD on Friday. The frantic search for the 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie has entered a seventh day. Authorities have not identified any suspects or ruled anyone out. John Scott reporting.
U.S. and Russian negotiators have discussed their expired nuclear pact.
The START treaty, dating back to the Cold War, expired this week, leaving no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in decades. The lack of an agreement has fueled fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. President Trump says he wants a modernized pact instead of extending the old one, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. And he wants China to be a part of a new agreement, again accusing Beijing of covert nuclear tests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has taken an unusual step of turning to military leaders for high-level diplomacy. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East is involved in talks over Iran's nuclear program. Trump's Army Secretary is engaged in negotiations on trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war. It's not clear whether the military leaders were brought in because of their expertise, connections, or to signal potentially tougher options. As Super Bowl Sunday approaches, the battle off the field for advertisers to win millions of people will be as heated as the rivalry on the field. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to GAFCON, the conservative group that's promoting a break, but several of the member churches haven't publicly embraced the plan. This is SRN News. We now know the identities of the two crew members killed aboard a helicopter assisting police in Arizona.
Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Jeffrey Glover.
The Department of Public Safety Aviation Unit suffered the tragic loss of trooper paramedic Hunter R. Bennett.
Bennett was the top graduate of his 2023 Arizona Law Enforcement Academy class and was married to his high school sweetheart.
And aviation supervisor pilot Robert B. Skanky.
Skanky was a U.S. Marine veteran, married, with four children. As to the cause of the crash,
it would be just really irresponsible for us to speculate at this time. We have to allow for NTSB to conduct their investigation.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Telehealth company Him and Hers said Thursday it will launch a cheaper off-brand version of the weight loss pill Wegovy just weeks after drug maker Novo Nordisk launched its highly anticipated reformulation of the blockbuster medication. More details at srnnews.com.